Butler for details.
It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is Kyle Bailey, one of our favorite local experts, Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, joining us from yet another golf tournament. Mary, where are you at this morning?
Well, good morning, Kyle. Today I'm at Oak Hills Golf Course in Sutherland, Oregon, and it's the annual Sutherland Rotary Benefit Golf Tournament.
All right. So while you're getting ready for that, we're going to talk real estate. Now, we're right in the middle of August, and I know the real estate market doesn't just change with rates and prices. The seasons, the time of year, play a big role, too. What do those seasonal shifts look like here in our local market?
Yes, Kyle. So real estate is seasonal, and in Douglas County, we see clear patterns. So late spring into early summer is usually the busiest. The weather's great. Days are longer. Families often want to move before the school year starts. So April through June typically bring the most new listings and the fastest sales. Sometimes homes go pending in just a couple of weeks if they're priced right and ready to go.
So summer, the hot season, and what changes as we head back towards the second half of the year here?
Yeah, so by late August and into September, the pace starts to ease. It's not that buyers disappear, but life gets busy with back to school, end of summer vacations, and fall routines. The buyers who are still looking tend to be more serious, often aiming to close before the holidays or winter weather.
So you've got fewer shoppers, but the ones who are out there mean business.
Yeah, exactly. So for sellers, that's the key to remember. You may have fewer showings, but they're often higher quality. So fall can also bring a bit more negotiating room, especially for homes that have been on the market for a while. So adjusting the price or offering incentives like covering closing costs can really help.
And I bet the weather plays a role, too.
Yeah, it does. So our mild fall means showings are still comfortable through October, but shorter days and wetter weather in November and December make curb appeal more challenging. So we always recommend keeping the yard tidy, adding warm seasonal touches, and making sure the inside of your home feels bright and inviting, especially for evening showings.
So what about buyers? How can they use this to their advantage?
Yeah, so fall is a great time to buy. So there's usually less competition for buyers in the fall, and sellers may be more open to negotiating. So, and with the holidays approaching, some sellers are motivated to get the deal done quickly.
So do local numbers reflect that?
Yes. Yeah, so last October, new listings in Douglas County were about 30% lower than in May. Days on market went up a bit, and the list-to-sale price ratio softened slightly. But prices didn't drop sharply, so they tend to level off. So it's more about finding the right home without competing with a dozen other offers.
So really, then, it's about strategy.
Yeah, exactly. So sellers should price competitively, keep the home in great showing condition, and have it marketed well. Buyers should be ready to act, have their financing in place, and be clear on what they want in a home.
Wow. So seasonal awareness can really help both sides make smarter decisions.
Exactly. Timing isn't everything, but knowing the seasonal rhythm and how it fits with your goals can make a big difference in your outcome.
All right. Love that. Let's talk about some of the hot new listings on the market this week. What do you have for us?
Yes, Kyle, it's been a strong week with a variety of homes hitting the market across Douglas County. So here are some of the highlights. Coming up at 243 Independence Lane in Roseburg, this is a gorgeous riverfront home. It offers 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath. It's over 3,200 square feet. It's offered for sale at $1,025,000. This has it's got riverfront plus a swimming pool. So it also has the relaxing hot tub. And it's got multiple garages, including an RV, boat, and 2 single vehicle bays. It's got a remodeled kitchen, spacious primary suite with a walk-in closet, and that balcony that overlooks the river. Recent updates include a 1-year-old roof. It's near the vineyards and just minutes from town, listed by my partner, Courtney Alford, at the Mary Gilbert Group in Keller Williams.
And let's look also, maybe not on the river, but close to the North Umpqua River. What do you have?
Yeah, so we have 1381 Echo Drive in Roseburg, Oregon. This is a five-bedroom, three-bath home with over 5,000 square feet. 1,400 of that is an upstairs bonus room, cool game room area. This has 5 acres. It's all fenced. It's gated. It's been completely updated in the last year or two. It's got a chef's kitchen with a large island, quartz countertops, an open dining space that leads to a covered patio, you know, completely updated. The detached three-car garage also has a bathroom in it and a workshop. So it could be an easy conversion to an ADU or in-law suite. It's got room for RV and boat parking, just perfect for animals, gardening, or outdoor hobbies. This is listed with my partner, Dan Parker, at Keller Williams.
And what about, because people are always asking, what about in Sutherland?
Sutherland. I love houses in Sutherland. The Sutherland market has good activity. So 122 Lily Court in Sutherland. This is a three-bedroom, two-bath home, 1,660 square feet, offered for sale at $420,000. This home is tucked away on a cul-de-sac. It's been beautifully maintained with newer flooring, paint, and roof. The kitchen features stainless steel appliances, including a gas range with a double oven. It's got a backyard that's perfect for entertaining, low maintenance landscaping, and also has that extra parking for your RVs or boats. All major appliances are included, making it move-in ready. So listed with Jill Deloach at the Mary Gilbert Group and Keller Williams.
And what about maybe a gated community out in Green?
Yeah, so this is one of the neatest gated communities. It's a 55-plus community in Littlebrook, out in the Green District. 275 Littlebrook is a three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,768-square-foot home, offered for sale at $173,500. It's a well-kept home with pastoral views from the covered patio, and it has some welcoming front porch. Recent updates include a brand new roof and a new water heater. All appliances are included. Community amenities feature the clubhouse, walking trails along the river, and RV parking. This is listed with Jill Deloach at Keller Williams.
And I had to look at this twice. Some property atop Mount Nebo?
Yeah, this is a cool property. This is off of Fair Hill Avenue in Roseburg. It's 46.6 acres, offered for sale at $300,000. This includes 3 tax lots, so you could build 3 houses on it right now. Panoramic views of the Umpqua Valley, city lights of Roseburg. Property is there's 2 5-acre lots that are both zoned 5R, and then the 36-acre lot is zoned farm forest. I did check with the county, and you can have 3 home sites up there. Abundant wildlife could make a good hunting area. You could enjoy the privacy, but perfect for development or recreational use.
Wow, pretty cool. So let's jump over to our weekly market snapshot. What's been happening in real estate around the county?
Yeah, so Kyle, here's how the numbers stacked up compared to last week. New listings came in at 54 for the week. That's up from 44 that we saw in the previous week. So we had a nice bump in fresh inventory hitting the market. Coming soon listings held steady at 2. That was the same as the previous week. Back on market rose to 19, up from 14 the previous week, which could indicate a few more deals falling through, often due to inspections, financing issues, or buyer changes of heart. We had 3 bumpable sales this week, meaning those offers could still be replaced by another buyer. Price changes came in at 80, that was slightly higher than last week's of 76, showing sellers are still adjusting to stay competitive. Pending sales dipped to 45 compared to 53 the prior week, a small slowdown in accepted offers. But sold homes rose to 37, up from 27 the previous week. So closings picked up after that slower stretch we talked about.
So more homes came on the market, closings were up, but pending's a little bit of a dip there.
Yeah, I suspect if we talk next week, we might see those come up. But we're seeing healthy activity overall. Buyers are just taking a little bit more time to make their decisions. But the takeaway is the same. Homes that are well-priced and move-in ready are getting attention and offers.
Boy, a great place to end there. But first, how do people contact you?
Yeah, so you can always stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg, or give us a call at 541-366-6080, or check us out online at marygilbert.com. We'd be honored to guide you home.
All right, Mary Gilbert. Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Go enjoy golf. Thanks for being on this morning.
All right. Thank you, Kyle.
That wraps up the morning report, and it's 9 o'clock.